In the name of the divinity immanent in man, communists everywhere logically attack the religious orders whose members we may call communists for Christ. In the name of and for the sake of the divine life of Jesus Christ, a religious abandons his normal right to private property. He thus fulfills a function demanded by the life of the mystical body, for he reacts against excessive attachment to this world's goods. The new Spanish Republic, in its foundation and constitution, gives us an up-to-date application of the Masonic principles of 1789. At its foundation, the unmolested communist attacks on defenseless religious and on Catholic churches point to unity of direction or collusion between Masons and communists behind the scenes, at least up to a certain point. The collusion is only up to a certain point, for Masons do not realize that communism or Bolshevism is the logical conclusion from the principles of 1789, and they try to check the deductions that go against themselves. They forget that Jewish financial forces have both sets of dupes in their grasp, but of that more anon. Article 1 of the Constitution of the Spanish Republic of the 9th December 1931 states that all the powers of the Republic emanate from the people. Article 2 affirms that all Spaniards are equal before the law, while Article 3 carries on the work of turning mankind against the order by proclaiming that, quote, the Spanish state has no official religion, end of quote. Having thus refused to acknowledge the mystical body of Christ and accept its ordered relation thereto, as Spain has done for centuries, it proceeds in Article 26 to attack that mystical body by declaring that, quote, the religious orders, which by their statutes impose, besides the three canonical vows, another special vow of obedience to an authority distinct from the legitimate authority of the state, shall be dissolved. Their property shall be taken over by the nation and devoted to works of charity and education. The other religious orders shall be subject to a special law voted by the Cortes and drawn up according to the following principles. 1. Those religious orders which by their activity constitute a danger for the security of the state shall be dissolved. 2. Those that are allowed to remain shall be entered on a special register to be kept by the Ministry of Justice. 4. They shall be forbidden to carry on industry or commerce or to engage in teaching. 6. Their property may also be taken over by the nation. End of quote. Is it not clear from all this that the imminent natural divinity of 1789 has got control in Spain? What a farce it is to declare all Spaniards equal before the law, and then proceed to penalize those who give themselves up to the pursuit of the perfection of the life of Jesus. But surely at least a remnant of humor should have prevented them from adding on in Article 27 that, quote, liberty of conscience and the right to profess and profess freely any and every religion are guaranteed on Spanish territory, end of quote. The sense of humor was, of course, not lacking, but the desire to insult the one divinely instituted society by putting all religions on the same level with it is always too great for that quality amongst Rousseau's disciples. From an important article in Nova et Vetera, July-September 1932, by H. Openkoffer, we learn a number of interesting details about the Spanish Revolution. Many of the clergy and the Catholic laity voted for the Republic because the anti-Catholicism of the Republic leaders was carefully concealed until after the elections. The Republic is the result of the collaboration of a Catholic majority with leaders, most of whom were Masons. The Supreme Masonic Council had announced already in 1927 that Masons had attained to the positions which made the revolution possible. The President of the Republic, Alcalá Zamora, of Jewish descent on both his father's and his mother's side, is admirably eloquent where it is a question of granting privileges to the Jews, but singularly vague when the rights of the Catholic Church are at stake.